Welcome to season two of Motivate Me, a show where we interview people who have incorporated a passion into their lives in order to inspire you, my fellow motivators, to do the same. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start today's show off with our countdown. We have only 3 days until my crew lands. Only 5 days until our send-off party at the Beachcomber on the Seaside Heights, New Jersey boardwalk. And only 7 days, that is 1 week from today, until our departure. Today, I thought I would touch base with you on where I am at in the planning process, in the feeling process, and in the preparation process. Because, hey, if you're listening to my show with the intention to get your own passion either on the road or just in the works, then you'll want to know what I found myself up against and how I'm pushing through it all. So picture me over here with a long list of things to do. I have a legal pad full of lists and notes. I have an easel, and I keep texting myself random reminders. I find myself, though, a little less organized than I typically am when I'm planning things, and I feel like I'm more distracted than I typically am. I equate this to the nervousness and just the emotional component to it all. How many memes have we read, or how many times have we heard accomplished people say something like, it's not that she didn't experience fear, it's that she pushed through it anyway. That is such a reality, and that's what I'm up against right now. I spoke this week about the idea that each of our life experiences prepares us for what we're doing next, even the small things. Having traveled through fear so many times in my life and gotten to the other side has made me familiar with the waves of fear that wash over you, the emotional roller coaster that it takes to accomplish something outside of your comfort zone. Yesterday, I talked about how I stopped the planning process and made some significant changes early on that would impact not only the trip, but the outcome of the trip. I did that because I was able to recognize that I was setting myself up and I was setting my crew up for too difficult of a journey. This was a hard decision to make because I didn't want to inconvenience people who were kind enough to allow us to stay in their homes by asking them either to host us for an additional night or to bring an additional person with us. So instead of two people, we would have three. But this is another example of what I'm talking about here. Being able to recognize the lessons we've learned in our lives and seeing that, hey, I'm not making that mistake again, especially here. It's as if these smaller moments gather together to require that we stop, regroup, and face the uncomfortable right now. So this is all part of the fear that I'm experiencing. The fear of being in an uncomfortable situation. And for me, asking people for help is uncomfortable. Asking people to support a decision I made. I mean, why should they? I've always followed the philosophy, don't make your problems mine. So I'm over here fighting the assumptions that some people feel like that's exactly what I'm doing, is making my problems, my issues, my trip, putting it on their plate. You know, I had a great conversation, though, about assumptions with my daughter this week. And speaking of Mackenzie, she will be on Monday's episode with me. This Monday, it's episode 200. And Monday is the day that my crew lands and the day the show hits that big 200. So I'm looking forward to having Kens here with me, especially because it will give me the opportunity to put her on the spot a little bit and get her honest perspective on everything that I have going on and what she thinks about it, how it's impacting her. And as you could tell with my husband, John, we're pretty honest with each other, so it should be entertaining to say the least. But what I said to her in regards to assumptions is that it really brings you back to the idea that ignorance is bliss. Because here's the thing. We can sit here and worry about what others are thinking. But if they don't bring it to us that they have a problem, we can't do anything about it. And if somebody does have an issue with something we're doing and they don't confront it, whose problem is it then? It's not ours. Do you get what I'm saying? Bottom line, don't make assumptions. Why? Because you may be worrying about something that isn't even occurring. And if it is occurring and the other person doesn't want to confront it, who has the issue? Not you. So I choose to be ignorant in order to be bliss, unless told to do otherwise. So, okay, I recognize there is fear, and I am ignoring it because I know, as they say, this too shall pass. Let's look at the planning process. The planning for a trip like this is insane. Orchestrating itinerary in regards to where will you be when and with whom will you be staying. On top of that, who will you be interviewing and what will you do in that state that you have never done before in the time frame you have allotted? Now, doing all this planning while organizing interviews, conducting interviews, editing those interviews, and typing very thorough show notes of these interviews for our 5-day-a-week show is all awesomeness. And I love each of those tasks. The issue is time. So, as I have said before in the show, my crew has been helpful during the planning, especially as far as places to stay and interesting interviews. Let me give you an example, though, of a to-do list. So here is what today's to-do list has on it. Bullet number one, make a mani and pedi appointment for Sunday. Oh, Lynette, that's so hard. And guess what? Mackenzie is going to do that for me. She is great at that. I don't like making appointments. I hate it. So she's doing that. Okay, next bullet. Contact radio stations. I'm sorry, who am I? That's going to be hard. Okay, continue to work on the itinerary. That's exhausting. I mean, I still have a couple places that I need to get a place to sleep for the night. We're looking at the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and West Virginia area. That whole area there. Still working on that. Also, wash and begin to put away laundry. Keyword, begin to put away laundry. So that should tell you where I'm at with that. And, you know, John's like, you can leave without the laundry put away. And I'm like, except I need to find clothes to pack, John. All right, so that's how we talk. Also, write, record, edit, and post Friday's show. Guess what? I am doing that with you right now. So you're helping me accomplish something at this very moment. I need to make a grocery list. I need to make a packing list, which, trust me when I tell you, I have all sorts of text messages to myself, notes all over the place, but I need it in one comprehensive list, one comprehensive place. I need to create contracts for my crew. I need to create show waiver forms for guests who are on the show and also for different establishments in which we're going to be filming at. Again, I'm sorry. Who am I? I have to figure all this out. All right. I also need to purchase, and I'm pretty sure this is the last thing that I need to purchase, but I need to purchase a fold-up table tray that we can bring with us that is sturdy but small, that we can put our sound equipment case on so we can monitor that while we're doing interviews, and we could just pop it up whether we are on the beach or in an office. And you know what? We're doing some pretty cool locations for our interviews. Like, I can tell you right now, our Tuesday interview, we have two of them. One is going to take place in my kitchen, and one is going to take place on the Jersey Shore while surf fishing. So that's going to be kind of cool, and that's how I want to do it. So it is currently 10:27 now in the morning. It was 9:15 originally when I was typing this. I can see that was my original note. So that's about how long it takes me to write an episode would be, I would say an hour and a half or more. So I have been up since 7 o'clock in the morning. I posted today's episode to my social media. I took care of Olive, who is coming up on her 10-month birthday, and she is a little morky poo, and she is hilarious and fresh. She's a ninja. I just want to let you know. She knows everything that's going on. She's very skittish, and she is hysterically funny. But I am making great progress today, and I'm also cleansing today, which is important to know because it's all part of the planning process. Why? Because I'm planning to be less fat for the trip, which is hilarious since the trip is next week. But this is a great example of where I could choose to make assumptions, right? Or choose to allow the bliss of ignorance. So this is what I choose to assume here. I choose to assume that America is going to love me just the way I am. Because guess what? It's all I got. All right, so these are the things I need to accomplish today, as well as making a dent in the clutter that has become my life over the past month, and I need to do the dishes. The only thing that will impede this progress today is if the draft of my book arrives, which it totally could. I'm hoping it does arrive today. Very exciting is that in the midst of all of this planning, John helped me compile my notes from 100 of my guests, and this will be ready for purchase next week. But it's one more thing and one more example of what felt like the logical next step to all that we've created surrounding this trip. Because I felt like, okay, I can go out on the road and I can tell people, yes, you too can incorporate a passion into your life. And you guys know as well as I do, some people will look back at me and say, oh, not me. I'm sick. Or not me. I'm struggling with the divorce. Or I have anxiety. Or I don't have money. Or I work too much. But guess what, everyone? My season one guests rocked it. And they dealt with all of these issues and more. In my book, there are 100 people who, despite everything, created lives they are loving. Even two of my guests who have had to learn to live with the loss of a child. So if my book comes in today, I will have to put my to-do list on hold and comb through that in order to make final changes as quickly as possible to get it up and out to all of you. So this is what the planning process looks like. That and the fact that what I'm wearing while working is usually hilarious. Last Saturday, when I was finishing the book, I didn't even take the time to find my pajama pants. All day, I was in a pajama shirt and UGG boots. It got even better when later in the day, I threw a cardigan over it. Hilarious. This is my life. Hey, having a puppy is like having an infant. I need to get work done while she's sleeping. I tiptoe through the kitchen to use the bathroom so I don't wake her up. And I find myself locked in my office all afternoon eating only almonds to maximize her nap time. It's crazy. But at the same time, she is my break. She is joy in my day. She makes me literally get outside and smell the roses. And as John said in an episode last week, I may miss her more than him. I feel guilty that she won't know where I am at, why I've left her. This all leads me to the emotional part of this process. Working hard and getting things done is one thing, but it is much more difficult to control your own emotions than it is to control the tasks you accomplish in a day. I fluctuate between excitement about being out on the open road and feelings of being ripped from my home. One minute, I look forward to only worrying about myself, and a few minutes later, my breath feels like it's been stolen, and I know who my breath is. My breath is my best friend. He's my rock and the foundation of my strength. And while he assures me that I'll be fine, I know that I am always better when I'm with him. Okay, I can't talk about that anymore. That is one example of the emotional highs and lows. Another is the emotional highs of well wishes and support from friends and audience members, and the lows of the lack of support from the people you assumed really would support you 110%. See, this is why you don't assume in any direction. I think we should take a moment to discuss bouncing back from emotional lows. I'm a sensitive person, and I think that's something most people don't even know about me. And as I've said on the show before, one of the things I've been trying to do more of in my life is to not take things so personally. I am totally aware that the decisions others make comes from whatever is going on within them, that it has nothing to do with me. And I've made large strides on this front, but when something has a direct correlation to me, I struggle more. Let me share with you a status I posted in the Motivate Me private Facebook group. It was for hashtag Wild Dream Wednesday. And it says this: some days are easier than others. When you're feeling weepy in the world, throw a sweater over your pajamas and sit with a nice hot cup of whatever makes your insides feel loved. Know that it all makes sense, even if you don't understand it. And when you're ready, forge ahead, because life is not meant to be spent mulling over what you cannot change or predict. Life just is, and there's nothing we can do to change that. I wrote that during a low I was having this week, and while the situation that brought me to this point has not changed, I am doing just that. I'm forging ahead. How? By simply making the honest decision to do it. And that's that. You just decide to. All right. So we talked about planning, and we talked about the emotional aspect of all of this awesomeness. Now, how about preparing? So how prepared am I for when the girls get here Monday? In just 3 days. I'm not. I have purchased probably 75% of the clothing I need, but I have not packed one thing. I have made lists of the things that I need, but other than making sure I have all the hair color and volumizer I need while I'm away, wow, that totally sounds so Jersey, doesn't it? But I haven't bought anything else. I do have a plan though. My plan is to complete all work items today and tomorrow. Saturday, complete all shopping. Sunday, complete manicure and pedicure and pack. Now, I'm also bringing in the big guns, Mackenzie and John. John's going to be focused on the backyard and he has to work this weekend, but Mackenzie is a powerhouse who will be there with guns blazing. And while accomplishing all of these tasks, I'll be emailing each of our contacts this weekend to touch base with them regarding arrival times and interview locations and all that good stuff. Thanks to the penicillin I've been on, I woke up today feeling better than I've been. I have lots of energy happening with the cleanse that I'm doing to get my body ready for the trip, and I think I'm even going to be able to make it to kickboxing tomorrow. So stay tuned for Monday's big episode 200, where Mackenzie and I tell you about how the hashtag Motivate Me America Road Trip 2016 is going to roll out over this next week. Because even though we don't depart until Friday of next week, we start our journey with interviews here at the Jersey Shore on Tuesday. Get ready, everybody, and I have a feeling that you will need to buckle up for this bumpy ride. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda. Visit our website, motivatemepodcast.com, for links to all of our social media, for our Motivate Me YouTube channel, where we're posting video of our trip, and for an application to be on the show. There is also Motivate Me merchandise on our site, as well as the ability to contribute a tank of gas or more to our road trip if you so desire. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This enables us to reach out to more of you. And the world keeps turning and I just keep moving along.